recorded live.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 15. It's Saturday, April 21st, 2007. And we're recording today live on TalkShoe, of course, to talk about the PHP BB bulletin board software once again. So my name is Douglas Bell. I'm your host. I'm also Webmaster 87 in the TalkShoe chat room and Fountain of Apples on the PHPBB.com forums. So I would love to have you join in if you have any things you want to talk about PHP, BBB, if you want have questions, if you need support, or you just want to talk about the software. You can feel free to come into the chat room on TalkShoe to participate, or you can call in on the phone, 724-444-7444. Talkcast ID number is 12418. And if you're listening after the live recording, we do record live every Saturday morning at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. I do need to say, as always, that PHP BB Weekly is not affiliated with the PHP BB team or the teams on phbb.com. This is a separate podcast, and so I do need to make that clear so that it's not confused. This is not anything official. I am going to say that I have a correction from last week's episode where I was talking about forms and form permissions, and I had indicated that the on moderation queue permission role on there meant that you could be moderators on there, and I was actually mistaken. The on moderation queue role, which is there by default, indicates that all posts that are made by users set with that role will go into a moderation queue and have to be approved by a moderator. Though the on moderation queue role does not assign any users to moderator positions, and I think if you did set your moderators to that, they would be kind of unhappy. So what you want to do for global moderators is probably give them full access and then go into the moderator permissions to set that. Again, so that's a correction from last week's episode. If that sounds confusing, you probably want to go back to listen to last week's. But today we're going to continue our discussion of permissions. We're going to talk about being able to administrate users and groups, and also being able to set permissions for these groups. And then we'll also take a little time to discuss permission roles, which is the default settings for permissions. If you don't want to go drill down, you just want to have general settings. So we're going to talk about how you can create new roles and edit them to suit your own board. So that's what's on topic for PHP BB Weekly today. Again, if you want to call in or come into the chat room, I will be keeping an eye on there while I go over this. So. And I also would like to apologize in advance. I have a slight bit of hay fever this morning, so I might need to drop out from time to time, but I will try to keep that down to a minimum. Okay. So I'm going to be using a recent CVS snapshot of PHP BB3, just to let you know. I believe this is pretty much the same interface in PHP BB3 Beta 5. However, older betas of PHP BB3 may look a bit different in areas that I'm describing to you today. So you should update at least to PHP BB3 Beta 5 if you're using an earlier version. So you have in PHP BB3, you now not only have total control over the permissions for users accessing your forums, but now there's an entire permissions panel that lets you really refine the extra features that you have on your board. It's not so much the case in PHP BB2, because PHP BB2, you pretty much had permissions for usage of forums and maybe a few settings at the bottom of user administration panel that let users not be allowed to do private messages or not be allowed to show avatars or things like that. But that's not really that much control over what a user could or couldn't do with, say, their profile or in their private messages. This has totally changed in PHP BB3. In the new version, you now have total refining control over what the user can or cannot do in their user control panel, groups that they can or cannot be in, total control over how much stuff they can do in the private messages area. So there is a lot of control that you can exercise on users, which do not particularly pertain to a specific forum. So these in PHP BB3 are called global permissions because they apply to users away from the forum setting. And if you have certain mods which you install which do not pertain to specific forums, those would be also set in global permissions. So, but we're going to get to that after we talk a bit about other administration you can do on users and groups. So to do that, you want to go into your administration panel, and there's a tab over on up here which obviously says users and groups. So this tab will first take you to the manage users section, and here you can change certain information about users. So from there you can enter the name of a member which you want to edit. There's also a very nice new fully expanded find a member dialog box which lets you now search for users not just by username, but you can also search for users by email, you can search for them by IM names, by when they joined, by when they were last active. So lots more ways you can find users that you want to do. But I already know what user I want to do, so I'll enter that in, hit submit. Now on PHP BB2, this would get you one basic page, which is a lot like the user's profile. Here you get a lot more than that. So the first thing you'll see for the user administration is the overview. So what this has is the username, which you can change if you want, when they registered, what IP they registered from, when they were last active, how many posts they have, warnings. And so that's just basic information. The first setting on this page concerns founder, whether or not they are a founder. And so this is a new concept in PHP BB3, and I want to talk a bit about what a founder is briefly. A founder is essentially a way for saying this user has total 100% access to everything that goes on the board. A founder can never be banned. A founder can never be deleted. A founder can never be altered by members that are not indicated as founders. A founder has access to every single panel in the administration panel, regardless of their permissions that are set elsewhere. Founders have complete access to moderate all forums. And by default, the first user that you create on your board is set as a founder. So essentially, if you wanted to get it down in a nutshell, if you're a founder, you have immunity from all set permissions. So, but why do you need this? Because in PHP BB2, you just had administrators, right? And administrators had total access all over the boards. But that's actually not true in PHP BB3. In PHP BB3, you can also limit how much access administrators have to your administration panel. So you can set permissions on your administration control panel, which you couldn't do in PHP BB2. And we're going to talk about how you can do that later on in the show. So the purpose of having founder option here is that founder will be like the old administrator in PHP BB2, will have total access. So you can have an unlimited number of users set as founders, obviously use your good judgment, and you can also disable founders. So for example, if the user who first set up your board no longer is with you, you can now disable them from being a founder and demote them to a regular user. Other basic things here, email and password are there. At the bottom, you can see some basic quick tools, and so this is where you want to go if you want to delete a user's signature quickly, if you want to delete a user's avatar quickly, if you want to move all of their posts somewhere. For example, if you have like a trash can forum, you want to move all their posts there, you can do that here. You can delete all of their posts, you can delete all of their attachments right from there. If you look in the upper right, you see there's a select forum drop-down, and so you can use this to view other information about the user. So feedback, this pulls any reports or feedback or comments about this specific user from the moderation queue. Again, every user does not know it, but moderators and administrators can leave feedback and write notes about different users, which will be stored in the database, but the user will never know about it, but you can do it all right here. Again, many moderators will also have access to this form. You can see their profile, you can see their messages, their interests, their birthday here, you can set that. Preferences, you can change those if you want to. A lot of this is like the organization in the user control panel. However, you don't have the nice tab, instead you have a nice little drop-down box. You can set their avatar. From here you can edit their user rank, and we'll also talk a bit about this in a bit, but this is where you would go to set a specific rank for a user. You can edit their signature here if you want to. You also have control over what groups they're in. So a member will be listed what groups they're a part of. You can from here just determine what the default group is for this user, and you can also choose to remove members from a group. And we'll talk a bit about groups in a bit and what default groups are as well. There's also quick access to the user's permissions on here. You can see all the permissions that have been set for the user. You can't change them from here, but you can quick glance at what permissions they have for administrative, moderator, user permissions, etc. If they are a founder, they will automatically have all permissions set right here. And there's quick links you can go to set their permissions as well. And we're going to cover this more again later on in the episode. And you can also see a list of all their attachments. So basically, the user administration, you get complete control over what the user has, and you can also see what they've been doing around the board. Another panel which I want to cover briefly on the left side is the new inactive users panel. And so what this is for is that I'm not sure a lot of boards will have cases where you definitely want to have user authentication enabled, which is when they are registered, you get sent an email with an activation link. And so before they click that activation link, they are noted as inactive users, and they do not have access to the board. But you can see them listed here, and so you'll see all their usernames. You can see reasons that they're inactive. Maybe they changed their password. Maybe they were demoted by an administrator to inactive, or maybe they're just a newly registered account. And you can also see when they joined, when they had last been inactive. So quickly from here, you can immediately activate these new users if you want to. You can quickly delete those users if you want to, or you can also send a reminder email. This will send another email with the same activation code right here. So the way to do that, you can mark with a check mark many users that you want to do an action to. Then the lower right lets you activate, delete, or remind. So that's essentially what the quick basic of what you can do with users. We're going to cover user permissions in a bit, but I now want to also cover briefly ranks, because ranks in PHP BB3, that's what you get to have the little title underneath users, like registered user, member of this group, site admin, etc. You can also set a rank image. Ranks can be edited from the users and groups panel. It's actually not much different from PHP BB2. But the only real difference is that all rank images, if you use them, will go into the images/ranks directory, and then you can quickly select them from a drop-down box. So it's now a lot easier to figure out where those rank images are. Nothing new there. So what I really want to get into is actually talking a bit about groups, because PHP BB3 makes groups a lot more important than they were in PHP BB2, because all permissions now are assigned to groups. And the way you determine what users have access to is you can make them part of a group. So you want a user to be a global moderator, make them part of the global moderators group. You want to give users administrative access, make them part of the administrators group. All users are automatically part of the registered users group. So there are two kinds of groups in PHP BB3. There's predefined groups, also known as special groups, and there's user-defined groups. So these are groups that you create. The predefined groups by default are administrators, bots, global moderators, guests, registered users, and if you have the COPPA Act turned on here, you will have special groups for that too. COPPA is the United States Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, and if your board is based in the United States, then by law you are supposed to have this turned on. Of course, if you and so basically what this is that anyone who registers to your board who's under 13 needs to have parent permission to do that. And so they get a form to ask for parent permission, they sign a permission slip, and then you can receive that and you can give them access. So if you're outside of the United States, you do not have to have this on. You can have it on as you wish. And that setting is actually set in the general permission, in the general tab of your board. So the special groups, you cannot delete them. The special groups are there to stay, and users are automatically put into special groups, automatically taken out of special groups as needed. And that is pretty much defined by what their permissions are. So if you give a user basic administrative information permissions, then they will be put into the administrator's special group. User-defined groups are essentially the kind of groups you remember from PHP BB2. Which is you create just a typical user group that you want, and then you can give them special access to the board. So I can create a new user-defined group I'll call PHP BB Weekly Fans. So you can hit Submit from this page. It'll take you to a page now which has lots of different settings. So we'll go through them each byte one by one. Of course, you can set a description for your group. You can choose to have BB code or smileys or links in there as you want. Group type sets how users can join in. So there are four different types: open, request, closed, hidden. An open group means that any user can join at any time and be a part of the group. They can just enter their name and they're in. Request group means that users can enter their name and request to be part of the group, but only the group moderator can determine whether or not they can go in or not. A closed group, again, means, like PHP BB2, users cannot join the group. They have to be invited to join the group. And hidden groups is exactly the same as closed, but it will not be seen or viewable by users who are not a member of that group. Copy of permissions from. If you have a previously set group which has permissions set, and you want to use the same permissions for this new group you're starting up, you can quickly copy all those permissions over by selecting that old group. Again, we'll talk a bit more about group permissions in a bit. Group-wide settings, founder managed only. We talked a bit about founders a few minutes ago. If you have this set up, then that means that groups can only be managed by founders. You cannot have groups be managed by non-founders. Display group in legend. What this means is you may notice that at the bottom of the forum index, there's a Who is Online page, and users that are part of groups can automatically receive a coloration. So if you turn this on, then that will be turned on, and you can actually see your group displayed in that legend down there. You can have the group able to receive private messages. So this is a new feature. Groups can receive private messages as an entire group. All members of the group can read private messages. And so you can turn that on or off here. You can set how many private messages they can have. You can set a group color if you want to. Which you can see actually most prominently on the phpbb.com forums, where all the teams there, they have their own special group, the development team, the management team, the mod team, they have their own special color. And so you can set that in here if you want to. There is a little color swatch thing which lets you quickly pick a color you want to have. Group rank. This is something brand new in PHP BB3. And what it is, it lets you create a rank which will be automatically given to all members of the group, unless the user has its own member, its own rank. However, so for example, if you look on phpbb.com, I'm going to keep alluding to them for a while. For example, the mod team, they have all members of the mod team have a thing saying mod team member, and they have a thing that has a little image. So if you set that up, and you can assign that to be the group rank, which means that all members of that group will automatically be assigned that special rank. Group avatar will be assigned to users who don't already have their own if you want to set one up, and you can set that up there. So most people, however, should be all right with just saying the top title and description, and then you're ready to go for your group. Okay, so now your group is here. What can you do with it other than add users? Well, that is really when you want to talk about setting up permissions. So we're going to go over to talk about setting up global permissions. And what you can do there is now you're still in the Users and Groups tab. You see under Manage Groups, there's a thing that says Groups Permissions and Groups Forum Permissions. We're going to do Groups Permissions for now. So when you go to Groups Permissions, that'll take you to look up a user group. And so I'm going to set permissions for my PHP BB Weekly Fans group. Hit Submit. So the first thing you will see are user permissions for this group. And there's a couple, again, the interface is fairly familiar to forums permissions, which we talked about last week. You can set a role automatically for the users, or you can click on the advanced permissions to bring down a listing of all the permissions available. So the default roles for user permissions are standard, limited, and all features, no private messages, and no avatar. If you take standard features, you can see down here, down in the advanced permissions, what is set. So permissions available here are can attach files, can disable word sensors, can download files, save drafts, can use a signature, can change their avatar, can change an email address, can change their default user group, can change username, password, view profiles, can hide online status, ignore flood limit, search boards, send emails, send instant messages, view hidden users, and also an extensive amount of settings on what can users do with private messages. So right now we're setting these for all members in a specific group. And as you're going to see, you can actually do all these permissions that I'm going to show you for individual users as well. So if you actually look on the page and it says user permissions, you can enter the username of a specific user and you can set these same permissions for that one specific user. Why are we setting it for a group? We set permissions for a group because we want to have all users in the group automatically inherit the permissions that we set. You could also use this, for example, with special groups. If you set the user permissions for registered users, then you can control what users can and cannot do in their user control panel, in their private messages, for example. You have total control over what your users can and cannot do. And this is really one of the great things about PHP BB3 that PHP BB2 does not have. So that's for user permissions. But if you look up at the top, you'll also see a select type. And from here, you can also set moderator permissions. We talked a bit about this last week. So you can give this group access to have global moderator permissions, which are settings which will be applicable across all of the boards. So you can allow this group to approve posts, change author, etc. You can set roles for this. But really also what I want to talk about is administration permissions. This is brand new to PHP BB3, where you can now allow individual groups, members of groups, to have limited access to the administration control panel. All of the settings are here. There is settings for what these users can and cannot do in editing permissions. They could view permissions. They could edit permissions. They can manage roles. You can have total control there. You can specify how much access administrators have to control posting settings. You can have management of language packs, modules, etc., users and groups, settings, forms. So this is really good if you want to have a certain group have limited access to certain areas of the administration control panel, but you don't want to give them access to the whole enchilada because you've got some important settings going on here. You don't want to trust a lot of those settings to certain users. So this is very powerful. It sort of integrates a number of mods which are available for PHP BB2 on external sites. For example, there was a junior admin mod for PHP BB2 which lets you assign users and groups limited access to the administration panel. Here, it's essentially the same thing, but it is integrated a lot deeper into the system. And again, of course, there is automatic roles which will assign default settings for you, so that you don't have to go drill deep down into these if you want to. I would recommend very much when you're setting roles for users, moderators, and administrators, pick a default role, look at what it sets, and then you can go and edit things yourself if you really want to. So you can now assign this for groups. So I can now make it so that the PHP BB Weekly Fans group, any members who are in this group will have some access to the administration control panel. They can do some moderation tasks, and of course they have certain permissions with their user control panel and their private messages. And then how do users inherit this permission? I simply add them to my group, they're good to go. Okay. So talk a bit more about permissions, and then I'm going to move on to other things. But if you look over at the permissions tab up on the top, this is essentially the birthplace for every kind of permissions you can set. So when we haven't gone into this tab yet on PHP BB Weekly. However, one of the interesting things about the new administration control panel in PHP BB 3 is that things are cross-referenced everywhere. So you can set forum permissions from the forums tab or the permissions tab. You can set users and groups permissions from the users and groups tab or the permissions tab. You can view user permissions from the user administration page. You can even quickly set permissions going straight from the admin index. So it really does not matter what tab you use to get to permissions, because you can get there from many different locations. However, you can get to all kinds of permissions from the permissions tab. So there is a quick way so that you can view the permissions that are set for users at all different levels without changing them. At the bottom of the permissions tab, you will see a section called permission masks, which lets you view administrative, user-based, global moderation, and forum-based permissions. This is not a place where you would edit permissions, but it's a place where you can see what permissions have been set for other users. And this is also highly recommended for example, you have administrators which maybe cannot edit permissions because you have not let them, but they can see what has been set. And it's fairly easy to use. So say I want to see the user-based permissions for my user group. So I can select a user group from the drop-down menu. There's also a place I can look up a user to see. So I'll hit View Permissions. And as I can see here, I can see a nice listing of all the available permissions. So not a whole lot you would do here. This is more for looks. You can take a look at each setting. You can see whether it's been set to yes or no. You can look at the different tabs, the different categories of settings, and you can handle it all from right there. You can't do anything from permission masks. If you want to actually edit these permissions, you would like to go to another section. But this is a quick way you can use so that your administrators can see what's been set, what users can do, what users can't do, and go to change it if they want to. And the last thing I want to talk about is something a little bit more for advanced users who really want to have total customization over their board, and that's called permission roles. Because the permission system in PHP BB3 is so incredibly complex, it's very different from PHP BB2, but it does borrow an idea from PHP BB2. If you did permissions in the last version of PHP BB, you notice that there was a simple view and an advanced view for permissions. The simple view let you set certain different presets for permissions like guest, registered user hidden, etc. Or you can go into the advanced mode and you can set more direct permissions. So permission roles is like the simple area, in that you don't have to go into the advanced permissions if you don't want to. You don't have to view the different tabs. You could, if you want to, immediately pick a permission role and run with it. You could just set all administrators to have limited admin access or standard admin access, and you could go with it. Or you can open the advanced permissions panel and set more precise settings for what you want to do. But if you have certain settings that you use all the time, which are custom and are not one of the default roles, if you want, there is a place where you can edit the default administration roles that are available to you. And the way you do this is through permission roles. Now, for most boards, it doesn't matter if it's big boards or small boards, in most cases, the default provided roles will be enough for anybody. unless you go get are like me and you get really paranoid about the different things that users can do and you want to have like special things. But by default, you should be okay with picking a default role and maybe making a few tweaks to it for that specific scenario. But you can add roles for the administration settings, the user settings, the moderator settings, and the forum-based settings. So to do that, go to the Permissions tab, look where it says Permission Roles, and pick the kind of role you want to edit. So I'm going to go to Moderator Roles, just like that. So from here, you can create a new role, you can edit existing roles, or you can delete various roles. It's more recommended that you actually create your own roles and keep the default roles the way they are. This is also important for if you're installing mods, just make edits to these default roles, or et cetera, or if you're doing updates, or if you want to be able to receive support, the default roles are there to keep everything sort of consistent. If you really want, you can go to edit these roles, and you can click on the little green tab. Probably what would be better would be to create a new role. So I'm going to create my new role in the box. Next up, you see a drop-down menu, and this set is called Use Settings From. What this means is that it will take default settings from an already existing role to use as a starting point. So I'm going to pick a full moderator as the default role which I want to use. So I'll hit submit. This takes me to a new page where I can now set more details for my role. There's a place to enter a role description if you want to have a description for what it's supposed to be for, and that text will be displayed on the permission screens. And then if you go down to the bottom, you will see moderator permissions. So, excuse me. So by default, the new role has imported all the settings from the role which I set to copy permissions from. And so here I can go and I can change certain things. So for example, I don't want this role to allow them to change the post author. And going over to miscellaneous, I don't think I really want them to move or split topics. So what I've done is I've not created a specific permission for all moderators. This is what I've done is I've created now a preset for my new role. So when I go over to the permissions area now, if I select my new role from there, all the moderator settings for that group will be set to what I've just set here. So I will hit submit. It'll take me back, and then the role will be successfully added. And now my new role is viewable from here, and I can use it now all over the moderator permissions area. Similar things go for admin roles, user roles, and forum roles. Again, this is good for if you have a consistent custom setting, which is not covered by a default role, which you use all over the board, and you don't really want to have to tweak it. But by default, you should be able to get along with picking a default role and then just making the tweaks if you want from the advanced permissions and the permissions area. Okay, so I hope you're not all confused by that, but that is essentially permissions in PHP BB3 between last week's discussion of setting up forums and setting permissions and this week's discussion of setting up users and groups and setting their permissions as well. Again, this is the PHP BB Weekly live on TalkShoe. I am Douglas Bell, and I just finished talking for quite a bit. I'd love to have you come on in and talk. If you'd like to call in, love to have you. Or if you want to come in the chat room, love to have you come in there as well. And you can ask questions. I'd love to answer them. Or if you don't come in, that will be fine. We can have a short show. But since there's no one who really wants to ask anything right now, I'm going to move on to the mod of the week. Excuse me. So the mod of the week is called Event Registration. It is written by Neetson Kane, and a link to it is going into the chat room. And so what this mod is for is kind of like upcoming.org. So if you don't know what upcoming.org is a place where you can list upcoming events, including information about, and you can have people watch events, and you can have people say, yes, I'm going to be there. So it doesn't integrate at all with upcoming.org. I use that as an example. But what it does is it lets you add a new function to posts which provide options at the top of the thread. And so what it does is it lets you designate a post as an event. So you can create a new post on the board, and it will say, hey, guess what, there is an event going on this time, and it can create a setting where users can choose to say that, yes, they will be there. So you can do this to get an idea of how many users on this board say that they will indeed be at this event that you're going to. So it's a nice little mod if you have a website that likes to keep up with events. For example, like a user group that does regular events that people can come to, or you're setting, or you organize meetups. This would be a great mod to have, so that users can make posts about things and get a sense for how many users are going to come. And then, of course, users can still make replies as well to the topic to say if they will be there, etc. But it really is a good mod for organizing real live events for your community. So the installation level is rated at intermediate, takes about 45 minutes according to the mod author, and you can download it from phpbb.com, and again the link is in the chat room, to event registration by Netizen Kane. The style of the week this week is one of the styles by Cyber Alien. He is the owner of phpbbstyles.com. And he has quite a couple of pretty good styles, and I want to talk about one that I have enjoyed and I've used a few times myself. It's called Morpheus Extreme, and you can see a link to it in the chat room, including a demo which I am sending in right here. Morpheus Extreme actually comes in a variety of color schemes, so I put a link to the default blue. There's also purple, green, red, pink, dark blue, gray, and steel blue, and you can see demos to all those by clicking on the link. The first link I posted. But I think it really is a very clever theme. And again, I'm a Mac user, so I kind of like it because it looks a bit like Mac. But it's got sort of an aqua feel. It's got a sort of glass or fluid gradient look to it. It has nice complementary colors which go together to indicate new posts. One of the things I think it's really kind of cool is it has kind of a, I guess it would be Flash or JavaScript, I don't know quite what it is, but it's got a little thing in the upper right which lets you enter username and password to log in the upper right using custom colors. And so it's really kind of interesting, kind of fluid. When you first launch it, it uses a little animation to bring in those boxes, so it looks kind of cool. And it really has a nice mix of white areas with some gray radiance along with other colors. And it really is a very nice looking theme. And again, like I said, if you're a Mac user, you'll probably think it looks fairly familiar to your operating system. So that's going to be the style of the week for this week. It's called Morpheus Extreme. There are a number of different colors available for it. It does require you to have the Extreme Styles mod installed, which you can also download from phpbbstyles.com. It's a very easy installation. You copy a bunch of files to your board, and that's it. So you can go ahead and do that, and I'm sure you'll really enjoy this theme. Okay, so this is sort of a last chance if you want to say anything, if you're in the chat room. I had Donk Wings come in earlier. Donk is also with us in the chat room. And so if you have any discussion or questions you want to ask, we can do that before we wrap up the show. The next episode will be next Saturday, April 28th, 2007. It'll be at noon Eastern Time, 1600 UTC, or 9 a.m. Pacific Time. I do not know yet what is going to be covered. I'm going, because I have a number of ideas to talk about, and I will be deciding, and I'll be posting the planned topics during the middle of the week. Also, check out the PHPBB Weekly website at phpbbweekly.net, and that is a place where you can go to find out more about the show. You can find out how you can participate live on the show. You can also listen to all of the past episodes of PHPBB Weekly right from that website, and I will also be posting show notes from this and other shows on there as well. All right. So Again, I would like to. I want to thank you, everyone who came in today, for joining me for the show today. Donk and Dogwings in the chat room today. Really appreciate Donk joining me and listening to me while I was talking on hours on end. Well, minutes on end. And so that's going to wrap it up for today's episode of PHP BB Weekly. So thank you for joining me today, and I will see you all next week.